Blog Talk Radio.
Own your life.
What's up? I'm Tito Ortiz.
This is Rob Van Dam.
Hi, this is Mark Merrill.
Hi, my name is Ray Lloyd, Glacier in World Championship Wrestling.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and I just want to say that DDP's yoga pretty much changed my life.
I was 37 years old, and basically I was just taking a pass on everything and letting life pass me by.
You gotta get your hands.
Diamond Cutter. Take it back. Bring your arms out to a T. Clench your fist. Hulk it up. Woo!
Cause it's time. It's your time.
I feel better now at 40 than I ever have my entire life. And that's not just a cliche, it's the truth. So thank you.
I am stronger now. I'm going to be 52 years old. I'm stronger now than I've ever been in my entire life. Absolutely incredible.
DDP Yoga changed my life.
And it will change yours.
DDP Yoga. It ain't your mama's yoga.
Yeah. High five.
What's up? It's Wednesday, February 1st, 2012, and it's another installment of DDP Radio. I am here. This is Sparky. We are waiting for the man to arrive, so we're bringing you the show. I'm along with Robert and Terry, who has called in, and Crystal, our newest member, who is out there and challenge crazy. What's up, guys?
Hey, how are you?
Hey,
I am doing fine, despite the week and the past couple things that have been going on, and that's partially thanks to you, Crystal. We've been on this. You started this challenge craze in DDP Yoga starting last week. I think you started one on Thursday, and I think since Thursday through today, there's at least a half a dozen challenges out there active.
Yay! How awesome
so,
is that?
That's fantastic. I mean, you've got between you, Robert, and I, we have, what, 21 double black diamonds under our belts?
Yeah. Something like that.
That's amazing.
It is, yeah. And you know what? We have a lot of people, too, on certain challenges that have popped in and done it, too. So collectively, gosh only knows how many double black diamonds we've actually done. So
yeah, we should rack that up. We blew that one through the freaking roof.
Oh, no kidding.
That's for sure. And then,
awesome.
You know, sort of, you know, your equivalent in this, Doug Steffen, who has stepped back in the arena, has started the, I'm going to make sure I get the name of his group right. If you know it, throw it out there before I hit it.
Warrior
Zone. DDP Yoga Warrior Zone. For those of you who don't know Doug Steffen, he's been a longtime member. He's been here 2 years, but over 2 years. And he is a veteran. He also has lived through injuries, 15 surgeries, not a result of DDP Yoga, but every time used DDP Yoga to rehab, threw up Warrior Zone. And right now his first challenge that he threw out sort of is a primer to Doug's challenges because they will get – pretty kick-ass, and you better be willing to throw your blood, your sweat, your heart, and your tears into those challenges because he is what Dallas named the Monster Vader. And, you know, Crystal, you can certainly steal that title, I am sure, right now.
Oh, that makes me so excited.
Hey, you can take the cheerleader title away from him. Probably won't mind that too much.
Yeah, that's true.
Robert, why don't you tell the folks about that story, because that's actually really funny how Doug got that title.
Well, you know, Dallas was on the show, and he was trying to give Doug props for all the stuff he does, because Doug does a lot. I mean, you got to give the guy a lot of credit for, you know, starting to work out now, because he's, you know, just coming off a double knee surgery. So he's a warrior. But, you know, Doug was one of the guys who started the trend of welcoming everybody who came in and getting everybody motivated. So Dallas called him our number one cheerleader, which...
on the phone, live on DDP radio.
Yeah. That was one of my two favorite quotes. And the other one, I think it was you, Sparky, when you said to Mark Mero that you couldn't get it up, that you were referring to heart rate.
Yeah, exactly. And now I will put that in context. It was my heart rate, and it was coming through. Anybody who's new to DDP yoga, we can segue this right into what engagement does for you. Because, you know, Dallas will tell you you have to engage. And I forget who it is. One of the new guys threw up a blog this week, Crystal, was talking about it and was asking about what engagement is and when should I move off of energy and when should I go back. And there's a little bit of discussion. I think it's a great idea for people to jump back after they've gone to, like, maybe Fat Burner mixtape, maybe have done one Diamond Cutter, go back to energy because it's got a nice slow pace, and actually focus on the engagement. Because when you first go through energy, let me ask you, when you first went through energy, could you get your biceps, your triceps, your quads, your hammies, your calves, did you get all of that at once?
Not all at once. No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I'd be a big fat liar if, you know, I said yes. But no, honestly, no, I think, no, because your brain is trying to concentrate on so much all at once because it is new, right? It's a new skill, but it doesn't take you long. It's one of those things, too, that you can really make it your own. You can make it an intense or not so intense. So, I've learned a couple of tricks along the way, too, to make it as difficult for me as humanly possible. So, yeah. But,
of course,
but you're difficult, and what's good for people is your road to success, because that's like challenge.
Yeah, you know what? Failure's not an option. Ever.
That's right.
Ever.
Never an option. Yeah, but, go ahead.
I have, I mean, here's me sitting with a, you know, I could technically give up. I mean, I could technically quit. I could get overwhelmed, but I can't do it. I can't do it. So I just keep moving forward. So if I can do this, oh my goodness, everybody can do it. Everybody can do it, really. What can you do? What can you do? That's the key question. So absolutely.
Yeah, I believe that. And, you know, you mentioned something the last time you were on the show about it's something along the lines, I'm going to paraphrase, and you jump in and smack me in the head and tell me if I'm saying it wrong. But you compared taking the footsteps as opposed to trying to tackle the whole mountain.
Right. Absolutely. Progress is a forward-moving thing. Everybody, for someone who's just starting this out, you know, and just coming to this and it's new, I can see how this can be incredibly overwhelming. Wanting to lose X number of weight, amount of pounds in terms of weight, or wanting to be a certain size, don't do that to yourself. My goodness. The biggest measuring stick that you can do right here, right now, is measure how you feel, not what size you're going to fit into. So that being said, when Dallas told me when I first started, because when I came to Dallas, things were very overwhelming for me at the time. And he had just said, you know, you can't go to the bottom of your mountain and look up at the mountain and go, oh, my God, this is a mountain. You have to start climbing. And the way you do that to conquer a mountain is one step at a time. In terms of DDP yoga, that's hitting play one time. Then one time turns into more, and in several people's cases, you do that, you know, four or five or six times a day, or, you know, however many times a week. But I guess the whole theme is here, is that you have to hit play.
Absolutely.
You're worth the effort.
It's infectious. You are worth the effort. And you know what? the best thing I can tell people, there's one thing that I latch on to, and my thing is, you know, what do I really want? Ask myself that question every time, you know, and answer yourself honestly. And then I guarantee you, if you just press play, you put the workout in, you will never regret doing a workout, but you'll regret having not pressed play.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know anyone that I've come across from my short time being here. I don't know anyone who has ever said, oh, my gosh, I had a horrible workout today. No.
Like, because I think if anybody comes.
Right, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if I think if anybody comes in and says they had a horrible DDP yoga workout,
God.
One, doing something wrong. Get some help.
Yeah,
and two, wow, I would be, you know, that's a shocker.
It
know?
Really, so. Yeah, I would, yeah. And it's always worth the effort, always. I've never regretted it. It puts you in a different mindset. It sets you up for your day. It's a personal cup of coffee, really. You know, it's better than coffee. It gets you going. It's the way you reward yourself. It's the way it just gives you the best way to start your day off, really.
And since you've done the Double Black Diamond Challenge, I'm trying to think now. You mentioned coffee.
Yep.
When I slow down my workouts, my coffee intake in the morning goes up. And I just thought to myself, I don't think I had a cup of coffee today. And I think in the previous day since the DBD challenge, I might have had one cup of coffee.
Good for
but,
you.
Yeah. And the other thing is posting this stuff on the site is like a jump start to other people too. And there's a guy on the line from Jersey, Mr. Eric Phillips, who I think you energized a bit to jump into the Double Black Diamond Challenge.
Yay.
Jersey, what's going on, bro?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Good,
hey, what's up, bro?
Hi,
pretty
Eric.
Good, pretty good. Hey, Crystal, how you doing?
Any better, I'd be twins.
I actually, you said you didn't have any bad workouts with DDP yoga. You know, my only bad days are the days I don't do DDP yoga.
Absolutely. So that's why I go 7 days a week.
Yeah, and those days off are the days that I drink like 3-4 cups of coffee. Where if I do DDP yoga, I only need one cup of coffee at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's it.
Absolutely. Yep. Cause get your heart rate up, right? So.
Yeah, and you know what? Your challenge kicked my butt. I loved it, and
good.
And I'm waiting for the next one to kick my butt because I'm ready to go. Anybody that issues that challenge out there, Doug, Sparky, even DDP, I'm ready to jump on board. I'm ready to do this, and yeah, you put me in overdrive, and it's wonderful. I love the feeling. My wife says that she sees the big difference in my body and in my weight.
Yay.
And yeah, and I tweeted the other day that my once tight clothes on me are actually very loose now.
Yay! It's a great feeling, isn't it?
It's a lovely feeling. I'm enjoying my life now. I'm a lot more happier.
Good for you.
I can't say anything bad. I mean, my brother, he's training right now, and he asked me which is the best workout because he has to go to boot camp. And I said, you know, the best boot camp, the best workout for me is DDP yoga. And he's like, oh, wait, but that's just yoga. I was like, no, it's not. It's everything. You're going to work out everything. You're going to be amazed with yourself. It builds your endurance, builds your strength, upper body, lower body, your stomach, everything. So I said, just give it a try. I'll come out and see you sometime. We'll do a workout together. And you tell me if it's just yoga.
Yeah, body, mind, and soul, right? It's all connected. So, you know, it's a great workout, and it influences everything. So, good for you. I'm so happy.
That's a good place to mention. You're talking about DDP challenges. We actually just put up a new one today from DDP. And it's, for those who haven't seen it, what Dallas is going to start doing is going to be live workouts on the website. So
great.
Yeah, the first one, though, is going to be by invite only. And the way we're doing that is by the new challenge that I put up today, and it starts today. It's going to run through next week. But it's double black diamond, red hot core back to back.
Cool.
5 out of 7 days, and you need to go to the blog post on teamddpyoga.com, and every day that you finish the workout, and you know, put on there that you did it. So we're going to be keeping track, and to see who did it, and those people are going to be invited to catch the first workout.
All right, great. So to do. To be part of the challenge, do we have to be invited, or can anybody just do it?
Anybody from Team DDP Yoga can do it.
Awesome.
You got to jump
great.
In. And, dude, Robert, that's the Diamond Cutter, right, not DVD?
Oh, you're right. Yes. Diamond Cutter and Red Hot Core. Yes.
Right.
Thanks, Sparky.
Oh, Robert, I'm sorry. Hey. It's Diamond Cutter?
Diamond Cutter and Red
right.
Hot Core,
okay.
Yeah.
And we
won't say
that it's actually harder than double black diamond, but
yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I just did Diamond Cutter tonight and Red Hot Core, and yeah, I'm pretty spent. After I got the phone, I think I'm gonna go lay in bed and cry for a little bit because I'm pretty sore. But it's a wonderful soreness. I want this feeling tomorrow and the next day after.
Just don't drink water.
We've actually got Stacy has joined us on the line, and so has Ray Lloyd.
Oh, yay.
We have a full house.
Hi.
What's
How
going
you
on?
Doing?
Hi, Ray.
Hello.
Stacey,
how are
y'all?
We are good. You got Crystal, Terry, Robert, and Sparky here with you, along with Stacy.
Yay.
And Jersey.
Hey, how you doing?
Seriously, full house.
Yeah, there's always good to be here. So it's always a real positive environment, and I always love calling in and being a part of it.
I'm so glad
cool. We just got done talking about Dallas's new challenge. Ray he's going to be doing a streaming on the website of workouts with him.
Oh yeah,
and I think that's going to be an unbelievable. Opportunity for people to check that out, and all they have to do is Diamond Cutter and Red Hot Core for 7 days in a row and tell DDP through the site about it.
Wow. Man. The Pace doesn't make anything easy, does he? but then once again, like you said, if it was easy, you know, everybody could be doing it, which everybody can do this with the modifications, but yeah, that's a good challenge. I mean, I think that's a really good challenge.
I do too.
To do that
yeah.
7 days in a row. I think that'll should get a lot of attention.
Well, there's actually 5 out of 7 days, but
oh,
still.
Okay.
So it gives
you
a little bit.
That's still good though.
That's
still
good. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, Diamond Cutter workout. It's a great workout. I love it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say anything, but you know, Crystal held us to 7 days of double black diamond in a row with her challenge. But
oh my God, that was tough.
Set the bar.
Yeah,
and it was so much fun. I had so much fun. I did.
You have a much different definition of fun than I do.
Oh, you know what? I'm a sucker for punishment. So absolutely. So you know what? Yeah, working out. See, working out is my time. This is my time. If I work out downstairs in one of our rooms in the basement, and I've nicknamed it the dungeon. So if the dungeon door is closed, the only way you're allowed to come in is that you have to put on a pair of shoes and you have to work out with me if you want to talk to me. So usually I get pretty much left alone for a couple hours at a time. So that's when I really decide things. So, yeah, it's all good. I can't wait for all these challenges.
That's cool. Yeah, I got a little man cave up in the top of my house. It's a little bonus room above the garage that I took my Manduka in up there. Throw some DDP on, DDP yoga, and get down. So.
Yeah, it's great to have that space, you know, just to retreat to.
So we got Stacy in. How's it going, Stace?
Hey, Stacy.
I'm doing great, Sparky. How about you?
We are doing fantastic here. So you actually had come up with a nice topic tonight, which is good because we have so many new people. And we were just kind of talking around it because we were waiting for the man to come in. And then, you know, we're still waiting for the man to come in, but we got Ray here. So we're just kicking it off. So if you want to go ahead and sort of talk about, you know, the gluten-free angle, because DDP yoga is a little bit more than the workouts.
Yeah, well, I mean, the workouts really changed me, because I started doing those right off the bat, you know, when I was still 300 pounds plus. And, you know, but in addition to that, at about month two or three, Terry in Dallas said, you really just have to get off gluten. And they didn't really say why. I mean, I think they said I'd feel better and that sort of thing. And I just knew it was important, and I didn't really question it. And all I can say is, over the years, all my years of dieting and manipulating food groups and calories and things, nothing has changed my body and changed the way it functions like getting off gluten has. And I don't know exactly, I'm not a doctor or a nutritionist, I can't really explain it in biological terms, but it continues 3 years later to change my body. The longer I stay off of it, I'm still, you know, in a process of getting rid of the last bit of weight, and it just continues to come off without being too, you know, extraordinarily strict or mindful. I don't count calories. I don't count fat grams. I just am, you know, pretty conscious of what I eat, and I eat when I'm hungry. But my big rule is I stay away from gluten, and it continues to change my life. I just tried on a pair of pants today that in, like, mid-November wouldn't even, you know, fasten all the way. I had sort of like a 2-inch gap across my abdomen. Today they fit, and it's just from, you know, staying on that path. And I know Terry's on, and maybe she can give more of a clinical explanation, but if anyone's having any doubts, just look at, go to my YouTube video, look at some of my pictures, and, you know, I think you'll be sold.
Well, Stacy, I know you've really done so fabulous, and we've talked about gluten for a long time, because you've been doing it about 3 years. Yeah. And I've been gluten-free since January of 07, and dairy-free, and also soy-free, usually. Yep. So, but to discuss the clinical part, the main reason gluten causes body's disturbance is because it's inflammatory to your system. And disease is caused by inflammation. It starts from there. 30 years ago, when I was nursing, we only knew about celiacs and gluten, and we didn't understand the inflammation. We just knew that was destroying the villi of their intestines, so they didn't absorb vitamins and minerals. And for some people like me, as a celiac, that's what it's doing. So I have a whole other reason. A lot of people not eating gluten are not eating the obvious gluten, and I have to do that, but I also have to search for everything that's in someone's spice bottle in a restaurant. I can't just say I just want a salad and bread. I have to go through 50 questions of what they're going to touch with the bowl, the salad in a dirty bowl, etc. But for the most part, y'all are just not eating gluten. I always say limited gluten, because you're probably getting gluten that you don't know about if you're out and about. But it's keeping the inflammation from forming in your body. And so if you don't have inflammation, you don't get the swelling. It's just kind to your body, and it's hard for gluten. Gluten's sticky. That's why they put it in your foods and stuff, so the foods will stay in containers on the shelf for years. Yes. And if it can sit on a shelf, then it's sitting in your liver, and your liver can't process it, so it sends out the toxins or the excess, the liver and kidneys, to your tissues. Hence, you get the cellulite and all this toxic buildup in your body and the bloating and the swelling. So most of you, if you stopped eating gluten, you probably notice you may not have any bloating, gas. Your body will feel different.
Right, so the bloating is no longer a weight issue, or you think it's a weight issue. It's actually a diet issue.
Right. And you have this sludge. You'll find your, and especially if you stopped eating gluten for a few days, a week or two, you may have, you know, diarrhea. You may, your body changes, because you'll notice that you're passing out sludge, because that's all been stored inside you.
Well,
so most of us go through a detox where you actually might not even feel as good for a few days.
Yeah,
until your body gets cleaned out.
Yeah, it felt like the flu.
Right, exactly.
But it was
we
a
talked
detox.
About that.
Yeah.
So, Terry, I want to...
Go ahead.
I was going to jump in and ask you, because you brought up a good point, like when people are going through the gluten-free and the dairy-free lifestyle, you know, and you said it could take a couple days. Like when somebody jumps off of that sort of cold turkey, if they've been ingesting it a long time, like so people don't get frustrated. How long do you think it takes them to sort of, you know, start feeling the first effects? I know how long it took me, but you know,
it will take for some people. It will take days. It could take weeks. You could be off a month, and if you're stopping dairy, because I didn't talk about that, but dairy thickens saliva. And so as a nurse for years, we would often say to people with colds and sinuses and allergies, et cetera, ear infections, if you're sick, cut back on your dairy.
Yep.
And then it kind of was a switch flipping for me. Wait a minute, why do I wait till I get sick to stop the dairy? Because it builds a reservoir for bacteria, germs to grow in. It's just like a nurturing environment. So if you stop eating dairy, you should find that your sinuses, that should be more of an immediate feeling better. You'll notice your sinuses are clear, or maybe you don't have those allergic shiners, some of those dark circles, that's what we call allergic shiners from pressure built up there. Your ears may not feel as full. You may obviously notice over some time or during allergy seasons, maybe you don't have so many colds and sinus infections and earaches. You don't have that phlegm and throaty sound.
Now, Crystal and Ray, did you guys both go gluten-free yet?
So I have. I'm a holistic nutritionalist, so this all rings very true to me. So, yeah, gluten, yeah, my kids have like 7 pages of allergies each, so we don't have a lot of stuff in the house. So cutting gluten, that was the one remaining thing that needed to go, and I have since done that and feel much better for it. So,
what differences are you finding? Is it basically what I was talking about?
Yeah, I know me. I'm sleeping better, which is, you know, something that I never really anticipated. I don't feel weighed down or bloated. You know, that bloaty kind of feel. I don't feel like that anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Some people notice their skin's clearing. Also, without the inflammation, because inflammation is what causes aging.
Yeah.
Some people think as you get old, so you age, and like you lose your hormones, so you age. But it's really, it's when you or you age and you lose all these things. But it's really the things you're doing that helps you age quicker. So your skin may tighten. For me, and aging is a thought on my mind at 60, so I'm paying attention. But my skin started tightening up again, because again, I was getting the inflammation out. And so you may notice all kinds of subtle changes, but first you'll notice that bloating, heavy, thickening feeling. And when you eat it again after you've been clean, you will really feel it. You just won't believe the heaviness, the fullness, the bloating or gas. Even for people that are not celiacs or gluten intolerant, it's just, that's why we're getting so many more people just not eating it. They aren't a celiac. They aren't intolerant. They just feel better not eating it, and it's become somewhat of a trend as it's become more mainstream, which makes it easier for people like me. The bad thing is, in the past year or two, good bad is, they make a lot more gluten-free foods, but it's processed foods.
Right.
And if it's not a whole grain, it still can raise your insulin level. You still got cortisol issues. It's still trash. So now we can have people who are celiacs who used to could only eat garden God's foods, healthy foods, unprocessed. Now you can buy all kinds of things in boxes and cookies and brownies, and maybe they won't cause the bloat in that, but they're still nutritionally not sound. They are still empty calories. So you have to be careful with what you say you're eating gluten-free as far as being healthy.
So, yeah, even the choices now that are coming, they're nutritionally malnutrition.
Exactly. It's good to talk to another person of nutrition.
You know, it really is. Thanks, Alice.
You're right, though. I had to be careful. I had to be careful with that, too, the empty calorie issue, because as an emotional eater, I could have rationalized, you know, well, hey, it's gluten-free. I can have half a tray of brownies, you know. It's not going to hurt
Haven't
me.
Haven't you noticed, Stacey, just from the time you started, the change kind of came within shortly after you started to how it's more mainstream and there's just more and more foods on the
It's
on the
everywhere.
Shelf you can buy.
Hey, let me interrupt you there, because the man is on the line. We got DDP with us.
Hey,
guys.
Oh, hey.
How is
DDP?
Hey. How's this? Sounds great. You guys having giving some good talks. Everybody check it out, what you're doing, especially gluten-free thing. Good to see you on the show, Terry. I just wanted to step in for one sec because I talked to my sister today, and I've been looking into the DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza and where I was going to do it. And I thought I tried to go to Punta Cana, which is Dominican Republic. Everywhere I look was so ridiculously expensive. And I'm trying to keep this really economical like I did the last one. And I think anybody who went will be able to back me up saying it was an amazing resort because everything I wanted was right there and it was really cheap. It came out to, I think it's going to be about $225 a day. But that's everything. That's, you know, food, drink, hotel, I mean, the place, everything. So I'm going to bring it up next week. So I'm going to highlight it on next week's show. It'll probably be the third week of July. If anyone's got a problem with that, tell me now, especially the regulars here who want to go. If that's not, we'll make it the second week or the fourth week. You know, it doesn't matter to me. That's not cast in stone like I did last time. I said, okay, here's the date, and here's when we're going, and didn't really think about, oh, that's not a good date. You know, we still had a great crew, but it came down to the last minute, everybody jumping on board. And I'm not doing that this time because that became way too much work for me to make hardly any money. So if I'm going to make a shitload of money, I don't care. I'll take it. But that's not the case. I'm not putting a lot of money on it. It's very little bit on top. So I've got to know I'm going to get 20 people checked in. I'll have the exact date next week. It'll probably be in about 60 days. And you're only going to have to put down $150 to lock down a spot. And if I know you're in, sweet. If you're not, not a problem. But when I hit 20, then I know everybody's in and going to my sister and put down a deposit, then I'm sure what's going to happen because now with Twitter and stuff, a lot of people are asking me, are you doing any kind of, you know, retreats? Like, hell yeah. But our retreat isn't just about working out and eating healthy. And you guys talking about gluten-free, that's the main reason why I chose this place because I did have two people on that trip who were complete celiacs. Which means they can never, like Terry, she can never have anything. And I don't trust these other places. They were too much money, and they were sort of telling me what I wanted to hear and still charging me almost, not double, but close to it. And I thought, I'm going back to Mexico. And for people who are afraid of Mexico, just so you know, all the cartel stuff happens along our borders. It's all around the top part of Mexico. If you look where we're going.
Well, that's Mexico hit as his tourist areas.
Well, that's not true, Brie. Up around the top area, they will. But where we're at, and it's down there, it's 30 miles south of Cancun. That's like the tip of the bottom of Mexico. It's I think it's like 3,000 miles from anywhere, you know, as far as where the action is. Maybe it's 2,000. But it's something like that. It's so far. It would be like going from Atlanta to L.A., that's about the distance that it is. So for people who are afraid of Mexico, I'm just telling you, I've been there. It was amazing. And anybody else could tell you that this was an amazing resort. The one thing that I did learn about, you know, because it's all-inclusive and the food's amazing, but they give you little portions. So I learned to order two. So that's a good thing. Because, you know, you're going to get a regular portion then. So that was the one lesson I learned down there. But after that, the resort was amazing. And I'll answer any questions anybody has next week. Like I said, I'll have the exact prices. And there'll be, like, the regular suite. And then there'll be the deluxe suite. But the deluxe suite was thick. And I know because I stayed there. But the other ones were really, really, really nice. Every room was really, really nice. And all the areas down there. So that's the only reason I popped on here. Go back to doing your thing. Love what you guys are doing. And thanks for letting me plop in here in the middle of the show.
No problem, bro.
Hey, catch you later.
Bye, Paige.
Later, brother.
See you, Paige.
See ya.
Hey, now, Ray, the last question was about the gluten-free diet. I don't think you've gone completely gluten-free, but I know you've changed your diet quite a bit, haven't you?
Yeah, you know what? I've really adjusted to where I'm really, really trying to. And, you know, and it was a lot less of an adjustment, you know, than I thought it would be. And, you know, I've pretty much just cut out breads completely. Yeah, that's the one big thing is I figure, okay, well, let's cut out the guesswork. I'll just cut out the bread as much as I can, you know. And at first, you know, it took a little getting used to, but you know, and one of the big things is that, you know, I just try to get rid of things in my home that were always, you know, the temptations, you know. But
yeah,
the main thing that I did feel right off the bat was, I realized I didn't feel as bloated. And the funny thing is like I didn't really. I think I was kind of bloated until I had the feeling of not being bloated, if that makes sense. You know,
no,
and,
absolutely.
And so that was like one of the first things that I noticed. And and that's what I'm really trying to just get more educated on it, because exactly like what I think Carrie was talking about earlier is now, you know, you can walk around, like, you know, here in the Southeast, they have what's, you know, the big grocery stores called Publix. Publix has a big section called Greenwise, where, you know, it's a lot of you know, everything's, you know, organic and a lot of it gluten free and things like that. But you know, the people that are producing a lot of the products now are catching on to that, and they're making it gluten free. But like you said, it's also processed, so it's come, once again, it all becomes pretty tricky, you know, as far as you know, what to eat, what not to eat, as far as what may actually be, if it may be gluten free, but there's still something that you need to avoid. And Terry, why I have you on the line, this is something I've been wanting to ask Paige. I found a website because I was looking for you know, a type of gluten free bread that I thought that I might try, you know, just to see, because, you know, like most people, I mean, you know, I love bread, you know. But,
what's the bread now and then? Right, exactly.
Yeah, there's one website that I've been looking at, and I tried to find it here in Orlando, but I know Whole Foods doesn't carry here in Orlando, but and I know they have Chamberlain's, which is you know, kind of like Whole Foods, but doesn't seem to be like as big of a market. But they had a couple of their products. But do you know anything about like the Julian Bakery? I know that I've gone to their website, and they have like a, you know, what they call like a you know, smart carb, which is low carb, gluten free bread. It seems to be very nutritionally sound, because even they talk about the fact that it's one of the reasons they developed the bread. I'm reading it right off the website right in front of me. It says one of the reasons they developed the bread is that a lot of gluten-free bread on the market is made with starch and white rice, which is basically the same as eating like a lot of carbs and sugar. And this type of bread has no refined starches. It's just healthful, satisfying, whole grain, gluten-free ingredients. Is that something that sounds like it would be?
I was
going
to say, I'll have to get that from you to check out. I usually,
okay.
I don't eat a lot of bread either, but I keep it in. My husband eats a lot gluten-free, not always, but one of the brands of breads that he's liked is Rudy's, R-U-D-I.
Okay.
There was Udi's, U-D-I, but Rudy's came out, and Kroger has it besides Whole Foods. And there's like a cinnamon raisin, so he likes that. But they have a multi-grain bread. And so occasionally that would be the bread I would have.
I'd
like to check yours out, because that's the danger. Now they're coming out with the multigrains and looking at them, but so many were white rice flour, you know, tapioca flour, all those things. And you have to get a whole grain in there. The difference is, though, those pieces of bread are small slices. They're thin slices. You know, so
yes,
it's not like how you would get another big piece of bread. There's an Alexis, and it's probably bad, but it's a long garlic bread. That Alexis brand is gluten-free. So if I, at least serving other people, even if I don't want to eat their potatoes or something, I'm still giving my family that what they like, but it's still gluten-free, you know,
right.
If that makes sense. But, try Rudy's brand, but let us all know when you find breads that are good. And like you say, Publix and Kroger, they're carrying a lot more things, too, that we can get.
Yeah,
but
because,
and you want to look for things with brown rice in it and not white rice. And so those are things that can still trip you up when you're trying to eat healthy and gluten-free, and yet they're just made of processed things.
Right, and so if you get a chance, it's just julianbakery.com. It's
okay,
J-U-L-I-A-N.
Oh, okay.
Julianbakery.com. And I've seen their products, and Chamberlain's carries, like, they carry, like, one type of bread, which is not the gluten. The most of them are either, you know, the low-carb, and then they have the ones that are gluten-free and things like that. And like you said, it's a smaller loaf, but and it's in the, you know, the kind of where it's kept frozen. But it appears to be, you know, just from the nutritional information, it appears to be a really, really good product. But I wasn't sure, and I didn't want to. It looks like I may have to order it and have it delivered to me because I can't find it in any of the stores here.
I was going to say, I haven't seen that brand. That's why I'll have to check it out. It's a lot of things when we're – if you're looking at things, and you can correct me too, Crystal, because it's been a while since I've had a nutrition class, although I've been studying with a great nutritionist that I sent Dallas to, and so I've learned even more. But usually if they're trying to be low in carbs, they raise – the sugars or fats, you know, so if you dump one thing, you get the other. So this is important.
Yeah.
You know, you want to have some good fat, and you have to watch the fats, and then a lot of the gluten stuff they're putting in sugars, and even though, yes, it's honey or, you know, but it's still, you have to watch the insulin levels. I mean, we were always taught in school, your pancreas doesn't care if it's honey or processed sugar or anything. I mean, there's healthier things it's doing in your body, but the insulin levels raise. And so you're watching all kinds of things, and now that it's not just garden vegetables and fresh things, that you can have those cookies and make a cupcake that's good or a cake that rises, it's on a doorstep, but you get in all kinds of trouble. Now, some of the things I do when I do have something that I'm making a muffin, say, for a treat or something, I always put flaxseed and chia seeds in it because that gives it, you know, some fiber and great omega-3, so it works with the blood levels, things like that. I'll use agave and stevia and things, so I try to make my trashy food as good and healthy as I can, and I'm always concerned about sugar levels, and because of type 2 diabetes is just rampant. We have it in children now. That's horrifying to me. We never saw children in pediatrics for decades until now. So it's not just a weight level, that's a weight problem we have. It's such a health problem.
Well, definitely, I'd certainly love for you to take a look at this because I'm looking at the nutritional facts for this.
It
looks like it measures up really good. Like it has, you know, per slice, it has like 10 grams of carbohydrate. It has 7 grams of dietary fiber, no sugar, and 10 grams of protein per slice. It almost sounds too good to be true. So I'd love for you to take a look at it and maybe get back with me on that.
I mean, it sounds good.
I am looking it up. What is it, Julian
Bakery
low-carb bread or smart bread?
If you just go to julianbakery.com and then it'll say, like, the gluten-free bread, and then you can just click on that, the smart carb one that's gluten-free.
Right. I was going to say we have several Julian Bakery bread reviews here coming up.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, and I didn't want to get off on just after the whole show, but I would certainly love to get your thoughts on it after you research it, Tom.
Well, it's really, I think, it's very tricky to start in eating gluten-free, or it was several years ago because it just wasn't out there and there wasn't conversations about it. And then I noticed how much easier it became, but then I saw all the pitfalls that's going to happen because you pick it up thinking, it's gluten-free, I can eat this. But
you still
have to read labels. It's for the last 10 years, it's just eating with awareness always. And I think when I tell, you know, when you say the story, you are what you eat. What I learned as a celiac was I am every bite that I eat because, as Dallas kind of alluded to, one bite of something can make me terribly ill.
Oh, wow.
So once I got so clean and strong, now the reaction is such an antibody reaction. It's a protein, and so my body reacts to it immediately. So that's why I kid Dallas all the time. He'll say, I eat gluten-free. I said, no, you eat gluten-limited because you don't know what's out there that gets to you. But so that's how I learned you're not just what you eat. You are every bite that goes in your mouth because you all just have different reactions, maybe milder than mine. But if a spoonful of bread that's contaminated makes me sick for days, and that's just one bite, all this food is affecting everybody. It's just taking you all a much longer time. Like, that's the trouble with diabetes and why people aren't taking that seriously. And they go, I'm just pre-diabetic or whatever, and you see a diabetic still eating sugar because they don't get 10, 20 years. It's usually slower going. You're going to be worried about amputations and on dialysis, and you are a composition of all this food, and that food stays in you and in your cells and in your liver. So everything we're doing, I mean, this group is so good because we talk about nutrition, and the workouts are great, and there's many things that you can lose weight on, but you can't keep it up, and you can't change your body's health by just dropping pounds if you're not making your insides healthy, the cells, the blood, the organs. So this group, we talk about that. We're trying to change ourselves from the inside out and live longer and stronger. And that, to me, is the amazing thing about this group.
Yeah, you know, and that was back when I was, in the fitness industry. That was one of the simple rules I used to tell. And my clients here, of course, they'd always ask, about diet. And someone told me this a long time ago, and it is a pretty good general rule of thumb. It doesn't totally apply these days, but is that, you know, when you go to the grocery store, it's stay on the perimeter. You know, don't go down the aisles because all the box stuff's on the aisles. And, more of the natural good whole food is on the perimeter outside. But even that's not totally true now when with dairy and everything else, out in the dairy area. But that's another thing for me that's been a huge, huge adjustment that I'm really enjoying. I don't even want to go near dairy milk anymore. I drink, as much as I possibly can, I drink almond milk.
Yeah.
And, every now and then.
Because there's almond milk and coconut milk and rice milk,
just,
all kinds of things.
I've just fallen in love with the unsweetened almond milk. I just really like it. And like you were talking about earlier, I just don't get that thick saliva,
Right.
Or whatever, like you stick it with dairy milk, and that's like one of the first things I noticed. I was like, wow, this tastes good, and I don't have that taste in my mouth. even when it was like, I was just drinking skim milk for the longest time, which is, I look at it now, it's just not pleasant at all. But, it's the almond milk has just been like my new discovery. I always thought, well, gosh, how long has this been around? I wish I would have discovered that a long time ago. But that's been a really nice change for me to find something that really was not. It was a real easy adjustment. It really was. And I'll tell you another thing that I just didn't realize was I was going with non-dairy creamer like for my coffee, and but then I started just reading the label of non-dairy creamer, and of course corn syrup's like one of the first ingredients in there. So obviously I got rid of that and just started using almond milk, a little bit of dash of almond milk in my coffee. And once again, now I've gotten used to it and I love it. So it's really cool.
Well, Ray, aren't you amazed when you start reading your labels, what's in your food? I mean, and for people getting older, like, you don't have to go for your reading glasses. If you pick up something and you see any black blob of wording, that's too much. Because if you're going to look for something like a tomato in a can or something, if you just see more than like sea salt and a word, it's too much or all in one. So you don't even have to,
Yeah, that's what I always say is try to stick to one word foods,
That's right.
It keeps it easy.
Exactly.
But I really appreciate you looking into that because this is something that it's funny. I mean, I'm not looking to really get back into diving right back into eating a lot of bread, even if it's gluten-free. But sometimes I'd like to have a toast or something, and I'd like to know that if I'm going to have some bread, you know, something like that that I could you know, keep in the house and know that when I wanted that, I was at least getting something that wasn't going to knock me off the path, so to speak.
Well, I'm looking at, particularly right now, the gluten-free, yeast-free, wheat-free, everything-free, dairy-free. but it's made with 13 different sprouted beans. That sounds so great, and it would be moist, and that's what they're talking about, because a lot of times the gluten-free stuff, is when you, my husband would say, take out all the stuff you take out of it, there's nothing left but a piece of cardboard. That's it. That's how he saw it, and probably 5 years ago, he was not far from the truth. You could drop a piece of muffin in, nobody eat it, the ants wouldn't eat nothing. But this looks like a really good bread. I'm going to study more, because when you talk about so many beans, and that's got all that fiber, which is going to keep
right,
you full.
That was one of the things that really jumped out at me was, you know, it's like 7 grams of fiber
yeah.
you know, per slice and like 10 grams of protein. I thought, well, wow, this sounds almost too good to be true. I mean, you know, and so that's why one of the things I'm glad when we started talking about the gluten-free, it's a question that I've been wanting to ask Paige, and I just hadn't had a chance to get around to talking to him about it. But yeah, I'll tell you just still a story about how far society still has to go to really grasp, you know, the gluten-free lifestyle is when Paige was in town here, you know, a few months ago. We went to breakfast together, and we went to a place. I took her to a place that was, you know, kind of known for being more of a healthy menu and things like that. And we had a great waitress. She was a little feisty, which is, you know, kind of fun. You know, and of course, you
right.
know, Paige, that makes it even more fun.
You guys bring it out in him, though.
Paige takes in, you know, a Tupperware thing full of his gluten-free waffles. We're sitting there, and he asks the girl, he says, you know, hey, doll, do you have anything here gluten-free? And she came up with an answer that was so perfect. She just looks at Paige, and she kind of, like, cocks her head, and she goes, I don't know, maybe bacon? And Paige goes, serious? And she goes, that's all I can tell you. And then he goes, would you mind taking these waffles and helping heat them up in the back? And she goes, okay, let me get this straight. You came to a restaurant, and you brought your own food.
would be how I do it when I go out with a lot of people. I take my own stuff if I'm not going to my own. I was reading those. I skipped down your bread was, for you all that are just, you're eating gluten-free, but you don't get sick from it, so they have, like, millet and buckwheat, and some of those grains that we then, and we have some in YRG, in the yoga world here that are celiac besides me, so they study this differently. I can't have some of those unless they're certified, and I have to check more of the labels because some of those grains get, like oats, we don't normally eat because they get contaminated in the silos and the trucks in the fields. So that's what I mean. Like, I have this other level of the nauseam that I have to do. But for anybody that's not got a medical problem with gluten, that, you know, this would be a great bread. For sure.
Okay, well, that's good to know. That's good to know. I'll maybe order some and try it out. So.
And I'll check it further for the others.
Ray, I know that you it's close to your bedtime here.
Nighty-night.
Chance to talk about what we've been doing, because I know you usually get out of here about 10 o'clock when you do the show.
Yeah, and I just want to say that, you know, to everybody that I'm actually, I took a last drop pretty much, except for a couple of charity shows as far as wrestling, but I really – I missed it, so I've gotten back in the you know, this year I've committed myself to getting back out there and doing some shows. I'm booked both Friday and Saturday this weekend in Georgia, and and I'm really anxious to see, you know, just how going in and being able to do the DDP yoga warm up and then the cool down after all matches, and then see how that helps me as far as the next day, a couple of days, you know, as far as soreness, because I mean there's going to be a certain amount that it just always is, but I really got to think that it's going to really help me in that sense, which will be nice.
I bet.
That's cool.
Yeah, so next week maybe I can give you guys a little report on that. And
definitely.
You know, that'd be awesome. And
where are you wrestling at? How close by?
Albany, Georgia, Friday night, and then Cordele, Georgia on Saturday, which is really that's where I kind of got my start, was Cordele, Georgia. So this is going to be a really nice homecoming for me to go back to Cordele. It's a big wrestling town. It always has been in Georgia. Tommy Rich, who, you know, has been a wrestler forever, legendary wrestler, held the NWA World Heavyweight title, really helped me out early on in my career, like the first year or two of my career, and we remained friends all through those years. But Saturday night's going to be a really great night for me because, here's a guy, when I met him, he was just coming off being the world champion and stuff like that, and he really brought me along and helped me and really went to bat for me, like Paige always talks about having a great work ethic, and by having that, sometimes, people will be willing to help you out just based on your work ethic, and he really did that for me a lot, and just to know that I'm going to, share, equal billing with him on both of these shows, Friday and Saturday, it's just going to be a really cool weekend for me because just to look at where I've been able to take my career from way back in the day when he had no reason in the world to help me other than just to invest a little bit in me and say, hey, I see something in this kid and I'll help him, And so it's going to be a really cool weekend for me. I'm looking forward to it. And, I'm actually combining a little bit too, some interval training just because I've got to get back to doing a little bit of that just because of the nature of being in the ring. So I'm anxious to see how that combined with DDP yoga is going to, what kind of result I'm going to get. So I'll keep you guys updated on that as well.
Oh, great.
That'd be awesome, man.
Well, guys, thanks for having me on. I'm going to sign off for right now, but I certainly plan on being back next week, so I'll just join you guys then.
Hey, Ray, next week should be good. Devin Storm should be on the show with us next week.
Okay, cool. Sounds good, man. All these wrestlers, man, they're all coming on board. That's great.
Yeah, the week after that, Taz should be with us.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, that's cool. We got to get Taz doing the DDP yoga. So.
Yeah, he actually is. That's why he's on the show.
He's doing it.
Oh, yeah, I heard he was.
You did tell me that. You did tell me that. Yeah, okay. Well, guys, have a great evening and a great weekend, and I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Ray.
Dreams, good matches. Bye, Ray.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
See you later.
There's a ton of stuff going on there. Wow. So, there's a couple things I wanted to hit on real quick because, Ray was talking about bread and whatnot, but people should know, in addition to great gluten-free bread, look for pastas. You got your rice pastas. There's potato flours for breads and whatnot for pizza crust. So there's something out there for everything. If you get a little bread fix, Booties, bagels, everything else, that you can get some good stuff. We really creeped past an hour pretty quickly. Anybody out there who wants to give a buzz real quick, you got Terry, Stacy, Crystal, Robert, Sparky on the line, 347-994-1216. Give us a call. And I don't know if we've got anybody out there, Robert, but...
we've actually got three people on hold if we want to start taking some quick questions. We can definitely do that.
Yeah, let's bring them on real quick and get to know who these people are and get a quick question.
We've got somebody from the 908 area code first.
Okay, 908, who are you and where are you from? What's your question?
Hey, my name's Jimbo. I'm from northern New Jersey.
Hey, Jimbo.
Hey,
how you guys
Jimbo, what's up?
Good. Nothing. Cool. Long-time follower. Maybe you guys have seen the Below the Belt DVD, but that's me in the back corner.
Yeah, this is Jimbo Patterson,
there,
right?
Yeah,
roger that.
Hey, what's up, brother?
I just wanted to comment, Dallas was saying earlier how great that Extravaganza was, and it really was a great place. So if he's looking to go back there, I'm certainly in, and I recommend it if it's within anyone's budget.
Oh, yeah.
I've been doing the workouts for years, and as I'm getting older, the workouts aren't enough. So I've really committed to the diet all of about a week now. What are some of the mistakes that are pitfalls that you guys have made? I'm listening about, the emotional eater, which I am, and some of the other stuff. I love that vanilla-flavored almond milk and cinnamon rice Chex.
Mm.
That stuff's delicious. By the time my wife came home from work, I ate the box.
But lots of sugars in there,
the
lots of calories.
Yeah.
Empty process. You should be getting hungry a couple hours after you eat it. My husband loves that too, but and you'll still eat it, but you have to be aware of the calories in there and how quick they're going to be digested and leave you hungry.
Indeed.
Yeah, I also think about what the food's going to do for me physically. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and I really realized that what I need more of than anything is protein and vegetables and produce. And I do need carbs, but I just have to really I limit it, and I tend to eat it earlier in the day, too, because I think eating at dinner time or later, it just kind of sits on me.
Right, and be complex carbs, so it doesn't turn into to sugars to make insulin. That's the key.
Yeah, I mean, Dallas is just about practically literally beaten to my head the whole I got to go gluten-free thing, I got to go dairy-free, and I've agreed to try that. So I'll be listening in to you guys from now on. So.
Well, that's good when you start with your vanilla milk, because that's how I got, like, my husband started and everybody. And then you kind of wean yourself to original, and then maybe someday you'll get down to the unsweetened. You know, you kind of, because your taste buds will keep changing. When you get all that salt and sugar out of your body, you're
You know, Tori, I should have known those cinnamon rice tricks were no good because my six-year-old loves them.
There you go. That
But Daddy, those are my rice checks? No, baby, those are my rice checks.
When you eat that, too, like throw on some chia seeds or grind up flax seeds, because that's going to give you some of that omega that will slow down that insulin release. And so add your fiber to that a little bit.
And it just has a nutty taste more than anything. It's not a huge aftertaste or anything. But
no.
I mean, it's definitely a nutritional punch, absolutely, to what you're eating.
I think that would be a welcome addition. You know, I bought some of that Rudy's bread, the Udi's bread, the brown rice pastas. I even bought...
Oh, another thing, Jim, is nuts and nut butters, because they'll really sustain you.
Exactly.
And it's not a lot of carbs, but it's a lot of good fat and a lot of protein.
It's easy to make your own, too. You don't always have to go to a store to do that. It's really, really easy to make almond butter. It's super easy.
That's cool.
Right.
You know, I was telling Dallas one time I made these gluten-free brownies, and I brought them into the firehouse. And, you know, those guys are like machines, man. They're popping one or two and three, and then they're like, Jimbo, these don't taste right. I'm like, no, they taste good. Do you like them? I don't know. Something's not right. I'm like, well, dude, it's your third one. Are you realizing now they're different? And I got them to eat the tray, but I don't know. What's a brand of, and I realize brownies aren't what I should be looking at, but when I go to work, and this is, you know, a dozen times, I have probably 30 meals a month in the firehouse. I need to get another dozen guys eating a little more healthy.
I would try Namaste or Bob's Red Mill.
Bob's Red Mill is fantastic stuff. Yeah.
And I'm hoping to, like, kind of trick them. Even if, you know, I order my salads for dinner, or I just eat a salad and they're eating something else, if I can get them to start on just a dessert, and if it's a gluten-free product, as I bring more stuff in, they'll trust me to know it's good.
Well, even some mainstream, like Bisquick just came out with gluten-free mix.
Yeah.
It was good, too. And Duncan Hines, or the Betty Crocker, or somebody has gluten-free brownies and
Betty
cake
Crocker.
Mixes.
I have the box in my cabinet.
And so sometimes they're priced a little better, maybe because they're a little more mainstream than a whole brand. But you can do that. And again, everything I bake, I don't know if Crystal does it, flaxseed, chia seed, they go in there great. You could use a ground up nut, or put like nuts in your walnuts or something. And even if you break them up, because that's going to help. You know, not convert the insulin. And the same way I was thinking, when you're going to have your cereal, I either try to make a protein shake for my husband or cook an egg. Anything that you eat with that cereal that will slow down the insulin release.
See, and in my case, I have, like I said, I have kids that have, oh, God, just way too many allergies. And so eggs is a huge thing for us. So if I do tend, I have to tend to usually, if I bake, I have to usually do that from scratch. So we can't have eggs. So flaxseed is our replacement for eggs. If you add a tablespoon of flaxseed with a couple of tablespoons of boiled water and mix it and set it aside while you're blending up your recipe, dump that in, that's your egg replacement.
Oh, so that's good to know.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's actually giving
you the nutritional punch from your recipe, and it actually leavens like an egg would in a recipe. So,
I'm sorry, who was that gave that advice?
Sorry?
Who just said that with the flaxseed and the oil and the water?
Crystal, I did.
Crystal, did you, was that trial and error, or did you find that conversion somewhere?
Well, no. See, I'm a holistic nutritionalist, so when the kids started getting sick, I had to really start hitting the kitchen and really had to figure out what I was going to do with all these kids that are allergic to, well, everything. So we just started playing around.
And lo and behold,
so it will leaven in any baking like an egg would.
Crystal, can you give the ratio again?
So I usually add one good heaping tablespoon of fresh ground flaxseed to, you know, two really good tablespoons of boiling water, or enough to make it just, you know, liquid. And then if you set that aside, the flaxseed is a normal absorbent, so it will suck up the moisture as well. And then you just dump that right in your recipe.
Because it's going to gel up like an egg white.
Yeah, it will actually gel right up. Yep, absolutely.
That's awesome. Listen, guys, I appreciate your time. I've listened to the whole show, and I'll be in on some others, but I know I heard someone say that there were other questions, so I won't take up all of your time. Thanks.
Have a great night.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Again, bro. Good to hear from you, bro. So,
take care, man. I'll talk to you guys again soon.
Take care.
Yeah, we've got two others. The next one is from the 803 area code.
803, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, guys, this is Brad.
Hi, Brad.
Hey,
Brad.
How are you guys doing?
Doing good,
Brad. I'm from South Carolina. Just calling in, saying hi. I talked to you guys a good bit in the chat room. So,
if nobody knows, Brad, you are our resident chat room moderator on DDP Yoga.
Yeah, no, I stay in there a good bit just because there's not too much going on at work. So, but all this talk of gluten-free food, I felt like I should at least call in and extol the virtues of quinoa. Have any of you guys tried that?
Yes, that's great stuff. Now, do
you
eat the golden or the red?
The stuff that I get is actually a mix. It's
really?
I forget the company that makes it, but it's like a mix of the gold and the red and the black.
Okay.
And it's really, really good stuff. I mean, I was kind of a rice-aholic before I found the stuff, and I've never really tried it until, you know, I got on this gluten-free thing. And I tried it the other day, and it was just amazing. I mean, it's amazing stuff. It's really good for you, so I love it.
Yeah, when you make stuff like that too, and the one thing I love about quinoa is that you can substitute it. And it's, for me, it's great for pilaf, because if you throw something in to flavor it, put a little bit of organic chicken broth or something in it, it holds that flavor a little bit, and then you can throw the same type of stuff that you might in your favorite pilaf. Like, I like to throw a little bit of sweet onion and some cranberries in mine, mix it up, let it sit. Man, it's delicious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good stuff. I usually mix mine with I have some gluten-free teriyaki sauce I found, so I throw some of that in there with it occasionally.
That's a really good point to tell people, too. Like you said, gluten-free teriyaki sauce. I don't think very many people would think about picking up the sauces and the condiments they have and checking them. I think, you know, and looking at the bottle, because you get a little bit of that in there, and that might key off a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, because, like, even with, I mean, I had a bottle of soy sauce just sitting in my fridge, you know, that I thought, well, I could throw some soy sauce in with this stuff, but I looked at it, I mean, second ingredient is wheat.
Yep.
And I'd never even really thought about that before, so, you know, couldn't use that, but I don't know, I'm kind of glad that stuff's more readily available now. I mean, there's, you know, all the specialty health food stores that you can get stuff like that from, but I don't know. It's just really encouraging to see more places pick up on the diet. You know, I've heard a lot of chain restaurants are picking up on the gluten-free thing and offering more dishes with those kind of options. So it's nice to see that places are making it easier for people. I mean, even, you know, like me that aren't celiacs, but people that are, I mean, it's especially nice for them. So it's just really nice to see all that kind of stuff happening.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's really good stuff, bro.
Yeah.
And,
all right. Well, hey, I'll let you guys go, and I don't want to take up too much of your time. So, I'll let
you guys
talk to
you in person, bro.
Thanks, Brad.
Yeah, you too, man.
Have a great night.
And
to sort of Brad's point, if you want to check out on Team DDP Yoga, Robert threw up a nice little gluten, dairy-free portion of the site, and for like all your main staples like pastas, bread mixes, and things like that, there's a visual map. If it's green, it's good for you. If it's red, it's bad. And for every red thing he's got up there, there's a substitute that you can put into it. And then he's got almost bombarded with articles of different kinds of gluten-free recipes and everything else. So check that out. So we got one more on the line. Let's bring him in.
And who is this? Who's in area code 347?
Hello, 347. What's your name, bro? Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Who do we got?
Hello.
Hello.
Darth Vader, cool.
I guarantee
Hello?
You this guy is not my father. Okay, bro, we can hear you, but it doesn't sound like you can hear us.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Okay, so
okay,
who
we
got?
Well, I would like to say that I have some great news, and it's amazing news.
Well, who are we talking to first? Let's
this
got
is
the
Nelson
amazing
from
news.
Team DDP.
Okay.
Nelson, what's up, bro?
Not much, just doing what I can. Before I joined DDP yoga, I was 410 pounds, or maybe 415. And when I started, I was 368.8 pounds.
Wow.
Now, after doing DDP yoga, it's already February 1st. Tomorrow is my birthday. And I'm glad to say that I weigh 349 pounds.
Yay.
That is so awesome.
349 pounds. I mean, what a birthday gift to yourself.
I was
going to
say, you can't give yourself
it
any
better
gift.
It is a heck
gift
of a birthday gift.
Than health. Good.
And I would like to say for Jay, because it seems like Jay is another big guy. Don't get discouraged. Don't ever get discouraged. It's not how many times you get knocked down. It's how many times you get back up.
That's right.
And it's not where you are right now. It's where you're going right now.
Right.
And where you're going, you got to dream big. And when you dream big, you just got to believe in yourself and you can do this. And remember, my motto is, the only person who can stop you is yourself.
Good words.
Yeah, great,
nice.
Great
well,
stuff.
Great.
Good stuff, man.
So awesome.
So that's great.
I
want to
thank everybody from Team DDP and DDP himself for doing this.
Okay.
Hey,
well,
awesome,
happy
bro.
Birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Happy birthday to you, man. So for anybody who is out there, in the chat room, if you got a last-minute question for, you know, we got Terry on the line, Crystal, Stacy, myself, or Robert, throw it up in there, or you can give us a call at 347-994-1216. If not, we threw a ton of action at you about being gluten-free and dairy-free, got into a little bit of the workouts. Does anybody else have anything they want to say right now? And
I crickets.
Okay. So that's it. I am done. If there's nobody else on the line, I'm going to go ahead and thank everybody who called in tonight. Happy birthday, Nelson. Thanks to everybody in the chat room for keeping it lively. Thanks, Jersey, for giving us a buzz. Ray, for calling in. Terry, Crystal, Stacy, you guys as a trio have really mixed it up and gave everybody a nice little handbook on eating gluten-free tonight. Robert, the man, thanks for keeping us together. And for me, this is Sparky. I'm going to tell you all, if the 10% comes knocking, kick it in the ass and live life at 90%.